political editor with the Australian Financial Review, Phil.
Good morning.
Hello. The Liberal Party is calling this a political stunt, but it's quite significant. And the first time it will be done, to a former Prime Minister. Is the party missing an opportunity to really draw a line to differentiate from the Morrison era?
Look, it is taking a risk by not, in that context, Patricia, by not supporting the censure. As Mark Dreyfus pointed out yesterday, I think the last person to be censured was a Liberal minister or former minister, Bruce Bilson, for sort of doing some paid lobby work at the crepuscular end of his career in Parliament. And yeah, his own colleagues censured him then. This is arguably bigger than that. And so in terms of principle, but I think tribal loyalties have kicked in. They don't want to give Albanese another win. He's had a fair few in the last few weeks, and they're circling wagons around the former PM. At the same time, Peter Dutton's not speaking, as I understand, against this motion. It'll only be as of last night, Scott Morrison himself and Paul Fletcher, who's the manager of business for the opposition, but there's not going to be, as I understand, a ton of colleagues standing up and defending this in any way.
That's interesting. Mm. As we heard earlier, the government is still in talks over how to fix the energy crisis. We spoke to Ed Cusick. Mm. He's been one of the prominent voices, as you know, on this. National Cabinet's meeting. Are we expecting any friction between the Commonwealth and the states? I mean, Ed Cusick says he thinks Queensland will come on board.
Look, it's a little difficult till we know exactly what they're going to do. But as you raised and as Anastasia Palaszczuk mentioned yesterday, hands off my generators. So if there's going to be any capping of... if there's going to be anything they do that reduces the dividend the Queensland government gets out of its state-owned assets, then I suspect, they will stick their hand out. The states, this isn't their idea, it's not their fight. And so they'll agree to it so long as it doesn't cost them anything. But I guess they'll have... These are the things that Anthony Albanese alluded to at his press conference the day before yesterday. Just one of the many consequences that has to be taken into account when you fiddle with the national grid.
Now, we're about to talk to Ken White, who's the former Minister for Indigenous Australians. He hasn't really spoken a lot since the election. He's a key voice. He'll be campaigning for Yes, and he's involved in that process. The voice debate has erupted because the Nationals have announced their opposition. It's already turning pretty ugly. What's your read on what's happening here?
I think the Nationals have isolated themselves. Everyone's a bit weirded out yesterday by why they did it when they did. I mean, if you're going to oppose this, at least wait until the proposal is finalised. Otherwise, it looks like there's something else going on. I thought it was interesting yesterday that Peter Dutton in the coalition party room, or the Liberal party room, he said, "We're not doing that." He said, "I've always said we'll make our decision when we see the detail," and that's a perfectly defensible position, and they're not going to rush and do what the Nats did. So they've really gone out on a limb here, and I don't think it's a good look, to be honest. I mean, even if they generally oppose this thing, and they've gone too early on it. And
well, they've got an MP in their
Andrew
own party.
And I suspect there might be one or two others might come out eventually too. I don't know. I'm not going to name them because I'm trying to find out, but I don't think it's a unanimous thing.
Phil Currie, always good to talk to you. Thank you.
Pleasure, Patricia.
Phil Currie is political editor with the Australian Financial Review, and you're listening to ABC RM Breakfast. Patricia Carvelis with you.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RM.